Hello, welcome to Astrology Alchemy. I'm Sheila Belanger, your host for this podcast. Alchemy is defined as a seemingly magical process of transformation. Spiritual alchemy is the process of pursuing the gold of your true nature by transmuting the unrefined, limiting parts of yourself. In this podcast, I'll offer you inspiring insights from current astrology cycles that support your path of turning your personal lead into gold. More resources are available at the website astrologyalchemy.com. Hello, welcome to the podcast for the week of July 19th. I'm your host and guide, Sheila Belanger. A lovely phrase for this week is the healing time, which goes with the poem that I'll offer you at the end of the podcast. As an overview this week, there are several important cycles with the planet Mercury, which is the communicator archetype, and the bridge maker, the storyteller. Whenever Mercury is very active in astrological cycles, that archetype will need to take a look at the stories we tell ourselves and be really attuned to what it is we're communicating inside and out. Right now, Mercury's in the sign of Cancer, which is a water sign of deep feeling and connected to the desire to belong, to sensitivity, to vulnerability, to wanting to have home and hearth and family. We start Monday, July 19th with Mercury in Cancer squaring Chiron, the comet asteroid, at 12 degrees of Cancer in Aries. Now, Chiron is the wounded healer archetype, the shaman, the shapeshifter. It's a very interesting heavenly body in our solar system. When it was first discovered, astrologers thought that it was an asteroid, planetoid. Then as it got closer to the sun and us, it grew a tail and became a comet. And it's very much an interesting character that's roots are in the very outskirts, the very edge of our solar system. So a mysterious archetypal being as wounded healer from ancient healing traditions is basically about the wounds that each of us carry is the doorway into our own medicine and healing. Whenever Chiron is active, it's a very strong healing time. Now, Chiron has been in Aries for a couple of years, and Aries is a fire sign that's about, dare I be true to myself? Can I really be independent and in alignment with who I really am? The wound with Chiron in Aries is having difficulties in feeling labeled as selfish, you know, too focused on yourself, too bullheaded, trying to push your way through, which can be true. But the deepest healing gift of Chiron in Aries is telling the truth about who you really are and saying, I don't have to push the world to accept me. I have to accept me. And when there's a square, it means the two planets are 90 degrees away in the heavens, Mercury square Chiron, there's tension. There's the need to make some decisions here. Now, Mercury in Cancer with Chiron in Aries says, tell the truth to yourself, communicate with yourself about your deeper feelings of where your pain is, where your wound is. It isn't about getting held hostage by what Carolyn Mace says, your woundology, where you're constantly in a rondo of this is what's wrong, this is what's hurting. That's not it at all. It's about the deeper truth-telling of, yes, I have this pain. Yes, I have this wound. Yes, I'm in the journey of healing, and I need to tell the truth to myself emotionally about what's really going on. Be gentle with yourself this week. Sometimes when Mercury and Cancer and Chiron and Aries are connected, you can be more vulnerable and sensitive to hurts. You can feel very sensitive. And so take care of yourself and be honest about what is the deeper wounding that wants healing now, that you have the capacity to heal. This theme is carried forward on Thursday, July 22nd, when Venus is opposite Jupiter at 0 degrees of Virgo Pisces. As I always say to my listeners, if you don't understand the degree measurement, do not be concerned about it. Just listen to the archetypal story and notice what happens in your heart and how that can guide you. Venus is the lover, relational one archetype. Jupiter is the teacher, wise one, wise man, woman, being. And when there's an opposition between planets and the heavens, those archetypes inside us and in the world are trying to balance each other out. Now, whenever Venus is active, it's about our values, our relationships inside and out, what we care about, how we steward our life resources, whether it's our time, our emotions, our money, whatever it is. Jupiter is a character in each of us and the world that wants us to expand our awareness, track our own wisdom and knowing, and also address our dogmatism. The deep wound of Jupiter as a character in each of us is a dogmatism. It's like, my truth is right. I know what's best. And so with Venus opposite Jupiter this week, pay attention to where you're getting dogmatic in your relationships and be gentle with that. And again, there is this invitation to look at the deeper emotional issues, because Venus has just moved into the sign of Virgo, where she'll stay for about a month. And Virgo is an earth sign that is about healing and bringing things into wholeness. When a planet is in Virgo, that archetype is very sensitive to what's off, what's not working. Now, if there's been a wounded or painful story where you see something's wrong or not working, and then you blame yourself or the other and say, you know, it's your fault, then you get into a tangle. That's not helpful. Whereas Jupiter is in Pisces, which is a water sign of compassion and sensitivity and intuition and feeling what's going on underneath in a non-cognitive, emotional, intuitive place. Jupiter in Pisces is asking us to increase and expand our own intuitive, sensitive, emotional knowing, the wisdom of our heart. And so Venus opposite Jupiter is really saying, yes, I'm tracking what's not working in relationships, or what's not working with my resources or my money or my finances, or what's not working in the world. But rather than turn towards blame and making someone wrong and criticizing, Jupiter says turn towards compassion. Compassion to yourself, compassion to all humans that are struggling now with the immense challenges of this time. So Venus opposite Jupiter says, open your heart to the wisdom of compassion and sensitivity. Don't shut your heart down to yourself or others. And yes, be open to how you might bring things into wholeness, how you might heal in a positive way, rather than get caught in the wound of your own inner critic or the blaming one in you. And then on Friday, July 23rd, we have a powerful full moon at 1 degrees of Leo Aquarius. As you know, the full moon happens when the sun and moon are opposite in the heavens. Now, the sun is a very powerful archetype of the hero, the heroine, the sense of self, who I am in my conscious being. And it's about shining who you are. It's right now in Leo, the sign of Leo, which is a fire sign of creativity, of presence, of being willing to be seen and share the power of your own creative vision, your own heartfulness in the world. The sun is balanced in the sky opposite with the moon, the instinctive nurturer, the emotional one in us. And she's an Aquarius, which is a sign that has to do with the mind and innovative new ways to look at things and think about things. Aquarius is also connected to community and tribe. Basically, when there's an opposition with planets that are in a sign of Leo and Aquarius, the balance is about the individual self, Leo, shining its gift, being seen, getting its needs met, balanced with the needs of the collective, Aquarius, and recognizing your place in the larger collective. That yes, be true to yourself, the earlier part of Chiron and Aries earlier this week, but also let your gifts and your presence contribute to the well-being of the larger collective, of all humans of the earth, of all the creatures. And the full moon is shining the light on this, about your emotional need to belong in a new way, in an innovative, authentic way, moon in Aquarius, and at the same time, calling forth your dignity, your own creative awareness, your own muse, your own big, heartful energy. And let that be balanced. This full moon has some really strong other planets or archetypal characters with it. The sun in Leo is fairly close to Mercury, again, the communicator who's still in Cancer. So this is about shining who you are, but also speaking or communicating from your own emotional truths who you are. The moon opposite the sun in Mercury has a link with Pluto, the transformer, who who's currently in Capricorn, and Saturn, the builder, the structure maker, also in Aquarius. Now, it's a big mouthful of astrology, so let me break it down for you. Whenever Pluto's active, it's about deep systemic change. This full moon has the moon close to Pluto, so there's a call for some deep systemic emotional change. It might be time to make a call and say, this is done, this is over, these old emotional patterns are finished, including denying what's been going on in your own emotional nature. Perhaps trying to minimize or ignore or diminish some raw emotional hurt that you need to take to your heart and say, okay, that's part of the Saturn link with the moon at the full moon. Saturn, whenever Saturn's present, this archetype is about being responsible, ethical, mature, being a leader when it's in its healthy expression. When it's in its unhealthy expression, it's in fear-based control and criticism, and that can happen. But let's look at this with this full moon. Saturn and the moon at the full moon invites you to emotional maturity and accountability. What are the deeper feelings, Pluto moon? What are the deeper energies in my own emotional nature, the patterning that I've been tracking, the wounding work that I'm wanting to heal, that are rising up that I can lean in and take responsibility for, which might mean with Saturn involved, setting a boundary, making a call, saying this is done, okay? So pay attention. This full moon on Friday, July 23rd is exact at 7:37 p.m. Pacific Daylight Time. And then finally, on Sunday, July 25th, Mercury again is present opposite Pluto at 25 degrees of Cancer and Capricorn. So we're following threads this week of deeper emotional truth-telling, paying attention to your emotional stories, what's really going on with you, and Pluto active again. Let's go underneath on a deeper level and make those functional systemic changes that have to happen. You know, remove the poisons. Don't put a Band-Aid on it, all right? Lance the wound, remove the poisons, transmute the poisons that have to be changed. When Mercury's opposite Pluto, it's a time for truth-telling. It's time to cut bullshit and say, this is what really is going on, Mercury in Cancer. This is what I'm really feeling. And then Pluto saying, okay, I'm in Capricorn, a sign of functionality, practicality, doing something. What changes can you make, inside or out? Let your heart lead you. Let your emotional truths lead you. But again, not the challenge of reactivity with emotionality. You know, I'm pissed off, I'm hurt. My younger ones are freaked out, so I'm going to lash out and I'm going to either blame somebody with that Venus and Virgo early on in the week, or Pluto, I'm going to be just ruthless in terms of power over or, you know, attacking someone. That's an extreme. Be aware of that. Rather, be very sensitive and mature in taking care of yourself. Be honest about the emotional rawness or whatever's being stirred this week and lean in. And go deep into honoring yourself, blessing what your wounds have taught you, letting they know that they belong to you, but they don't need to control you, okay? They don't need to be driving the car. You need to be aware of what's really going on for you emotionally and have the resources and the maturity and the capacity inside with wholeness to say, I will hold myself in the truth of my own feelings, and out of that deep self-care and compassion, I will also be present to the world in its own woundedness and pain right now. I don't need to add to the troubles by my own freaked out emotionality. Can I instead be honest, take care of myself, and be present to what's happening in the world? Those are some of the opportunities for you this week. And so a beautiful poem to finish this podcast with is really right on for all these archetypal energies of what the planets present to us. They mirror to us in their movements in the heavens what is happening with the archetypal dance inside us as individuals and in the collective experience we're all going through as humans on this planet right now. This beautiful poem is called The Healing Time by Persia Gertler. Finally, on my way to yes, I bump into all the places where I said no to my life. All the untended wounds, the red and purple scars, those hieroglyphs of pain carved into my skin and bones, those coded messages that send me down the wrong street again and again. Where I find them, the old wounds, the old misdirections, and I lift them one by one close to my heart, and I say, holy, holy. So, dear ones, may this week be a healing time for you, where you have the loving capacity to find your old wounds, your old misdirections, and lift them to your heart and acknowledge the holiness of them, because they're part of your life and part of who you are. And yet, you are more than that. As always, dear ones, thank you for your wonderful support of this podcast. You're welcome to do a donation at the website, astrologyalchemy.com. And please, if you're willing, give me a good review. And that really helps get the word out for this podcast. So take good care of yourselves. Bless your healing journey this week. You have been listening to the Astrology Alchemy Podcast with your host, Sheila Belanger. More resources are available at the website, astrologyalchemy.com. Thank you for listening. Bless your alchemical journey to embrace the gold of your true nature.